This is the Don and Mike Show.
My friend, he drank too much liquor and beer and such.
Andy Dick.
But when he stopped the booze, that's when he got the blues. And now Leonard's is bleeding. And Leonard's is bleeding.
It was a bad place.
His liver's not secreting the juices his body is needing. By the way, this is my gay brother, Tyler. He's not really gay. I'm the only one that f***s him. So he's gay by proxy.
Gay, 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 gay.
Mike Show.
Gay, 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 gay.
Right, Andy Dick.
Simply Cow Teats. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get into the cell phone thing here.
All right, I'm ready for this experiment.
Beep, boop, beep. I just did my own little boop.
You did pretty well with that.
Okay. The song, because I try to be clever, is Don't Call Us, We'll Call You.
And we're doing a cell phone thing.
So here's the first part of this experiment. The part that is probably going to be the most helpful to everybody. Have you locked your keys in the car?
Oh, yeah.
Does your car have a remote keyless entry? Everybody does the boop, boop.
Right.
This will come in handy for you if you have a cell phone. If you lock your keys in your car and there's another set of keys at home or in the possession of someone else that you know,
right,
and they have a cell phone, call them up on their cell phone. So, for instance, if I left my keys in the car,
yeah,
I would call Janet at home on her cell phone.
Where you've got another copy.
Where there are another copy of my keys.
Right.
What you do, call them at home on their cell phone from your cell phone. Uh-huh. Hold your cell phone a foot from your car door, okay, and have the person at home press the unlock button on the remote at home, holding it near the phone on their end.
That's it?
Your car will unlock. Distance is no object. This works from hundreds of miles away.
Thousands even, sure.
Now,
it's going through the cell, right?
We're going to show you how this works right now.
Okay.
Let's go on wireless microphone. Rob?
Beautiful day.
Where you at, buddy?
Good day to wear sandals and shorts like I did.
And you and I are both in the idiot class, Rob.
Oh, hold on. Can you hold? My cell phone is ringing. Hold on. Anybody recognize that ring?
Jesus, you know, three of us have that ring. Three of us deaf people have that ring at the radio station.
Hello? Oh, it's John Norman, the producer of the Don and Mike Show.
Now let's go to the back room. John?
Hi there.
Hi, so you're calling Rob up.
Yep.
Right now, and you have, Mike, turn around and show. And Rob?
Yes?
Is outside.
Yes.
By his car. John is all the way in the back of our studios. There are walls and equipment between us, panes of glass.
Yeah, there's no way that the remote that John has would work Rob's car.
Right.
Now, before John does this, I want to show as an example that my car door is locked. Listen.
All right, you can't get into your car now, Rob.
It's locked tight.
John has Rob's beep beep,
keys,
like Rob's lover would have at home.
Right. All right.
Now,
he's got
the
spare key. Let's say the spare key.
And John, what do you do now?
Now, I've got him on the cell phone, and I just tell him that, you know,
I remember Don's instructions.
Yeah.
Rob, we want you to hold your phone about a foot away from the lock of your car.
Okay.
Or actually, you probably want to go to where that reception antenna is.
No, I think you really just hold it about a foot from the door, which I'm doing now, John.
Right. And then, John, you're going to press Rob's remote.
Here it comes. Anything?
Let's see. Do it again.
Uh-oh.
Dynamite. Pushing it now.
Wonder if that's interfering with it. Joe in the back going, dynamite. Double press it, John.
Yeah, push it twice.
God, they're going to make liars out of us, Rob.
I can't believe it.
I thought I saw you guys do this before the show today.
You want to try it with mine?
Yeah, or mine, either one. Although,
you want me to go out with my phone?
I know you want to play. Go ahead. Yeah, give you, hold on a second.
You want to do it first?
Try it again, John.
Here we go.
Just a second.
Damn, now all those emails from Snopes look like they make more sense.
What did Snopes say?
It says it's all crap.
I swear to God it worked.
Listen, these boys put on a show for me yesterday.
Well,
it wasn't today before. It was yesterday before the show.
Where did you do it from?
Right here in the building.
Right here.
Same place you are right now?
Yep.
They were far enough away yesterday that there's no way that you could just boop and open the car.
Do it again, John.
Okay. Anything?
One more time. I'm measuring a foot. Go.
We're rubes.
God, we're dope.
I'm telling you, no. How did you guys do it the other day?
I don't know. It worked the other day. I swear to God.
You know, it wasn't raining the other day.
Try it. That doesn't matter. Try it with Mike's car. Mike, give it a try, would you?
All right. I'll go give my keys to Johnny.
Work fine in rehearsal.
You want to bring a slicker out here, Mike?
I saw it happen yesterday before the show.
I believe it. Technically, it should work. It really should work.
You know what makes this all better?
What's that about
200 yards from me, Bear is laughing at me. Our engineer Bear is just laughing.
Yeah, hold on. Somebody's calling me. Of course, all kinds of helpers on this. Hello. Mike, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. We tried it from Virginia and Maryland, and it does work. Rob's phone has to be on speaker.
Rob, you hear that?
Okay, well, John, call me back then.
Yeah, loud, I think. And maybe the noise from the rain is interfering.
All right, John, call him back. And
hi,
Robbie,
Don.
Hi there. Now, right. Robbie, you're going to, well, I guess we'll hear John on your speakerphone then.
What are we doing?
Oh, hi, Mike. Hold on. We're trying this with Rob one more time.
All right, trying it with Rob. Rob gave me the headphones. Hold on a second.
Because we think that it's, Rob's got to have his phone on speaker.
It's good weather for this.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to put your phone on speaker?
Yeah.
All right. All right, we're going to move over to your
Are you
spot,
calling
Rob.
Him, John?
He's on. I got him right now.
All right.
Hold on. Speak into the phone so
right,
we can hear you.
We're holding it a foot away.
Hold on a second. Please let John speak so we can hear him come out of your speakerphone.
Go, John. Go.
There it is.
Hi there.
All right, there he's on the speaker, Don.
All right, now, John, what do you want to do?
We're going to try it again with the unlock button on Rob's car.
Here we go.
We ready, Rob?
Yes, ready.
Nothing.
This is BS.
You guys suck.
Jesus, this is BS.
Hold on. I don't know how we did it.
Mike, I am not lying to you. They did it yesterday in front of me.
We're going to want to try it with mine?
Sure.
Okay. Should I put him on speaker?
Yeah, probably, yes.
Now, did you give Johnny your keys?
Yes, I did.
All right, so Mike, I'll call you. Hold on a second.
So John is going to call Mike on speakerphone.
I'm waiting for John to call me now. Is the siren going to get in the way?
I think it has to do with the weather.
Just waiting for John to call me.
What were you guys doing yesterday when you put that show on then?
It's freezing!
What were you doing yesterday, Rob?
Yesterday, I was successfully using this plan to get into my car.
Were you scamming me yesterday?
I'm not shivering.
Was the car closer yesterday?
All right.
No.
All right, Jesus.
What,
great
Mike?
Goddamn timing, too, with the entire Rockville Fire Department going by.
Mike.
Yes?
Excuse me, there are people who are burning somewhere.
I'm sorry. All right, now, John has just called me, and I've answered. And let me.
What?
Take your time.
Sorry, what?
Take your time.
It's only people with burning flesh, Mike.
I know. Trying to do a radio thing here, do an experiment.
Excuse me, Mike. Don't think at all about that family in New York that was killed in that house, like 8 kids that were killed in a fire.
John, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, John, talk into the phone.
Don't want you to be inconvenienced.
All right, John, he's doing it, Don, and I'm going to hold my thing a foot away here.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Ready, John?
Ready?
Anything?
Wow, it didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't work. I'm coming inside now. Here, Rob, here. You stay out here. Here.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Do you want to leave your phone?
So we put out the ad for the new producer now.
This just sucked. What did you guys do yesterday when you were doing this, though?
I don't know. It worked.
It's exactly how we did it. John, call me back.
All right.
Rob will not give up on
They're
this.
Not giving up.
One more time, Rob, and then that's it.
All right.
I want this to work for personal reasons. I need this to work.
Anytime. Waiting for the
phone. How you doing, Fire Marshal Bill?
Telephone. That's Rob's phone, right?
Wonder yes, who that is.
Sorry.
Oh. Hello?
Hi there.
Okay, I'm standing by Mike's car. Let's do Mike's car.
All right, Mike's car first.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, go.
I've hit it like 12,000 times.
You guys are retards.
You know what, Don?
What?
Give your keys to John. Let's try your car.
One last car, and
yes.
Then that'll be the end of the experiment.
Okay.
You bat 333, you get in the Hall of Fame. Watch out for the LeSabre.
There you go, Johnny.
Almost took me out.
Hey, you know, my battery is a little low. What's that magic code I can pop in for that, too?
Well, I'm not even sure about that yet, Mike. I'm not sure about any of the other stuff now that I know the first bit of fakery doesn't work.
Yeah,
this has been a pretty good ruse, hasn't it?
Where did you get this information? You didn't get it off the internet, did you?
No, I read it in a book.
All right,
by
so John,
Thomas Edison.
Now you have mine?
Yep, I got yours right here.
Are you ready, Rob?
John, are you there?
I'm here.
Here we go.
Okay, hello. I'm 1 foot away from Don's vehicle.
Here we go.
Here we go. Hey!
Hold on.
You're too close.
You can trigger that from where you're in the studio.
Hold
That's
on.
Probably
hey,
where you did
hey,
it the
Rob?
First time.
Rob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Let me see if it locks. Just leave the microphone on because it'll beep, beep if it locks.
Okay.
Okay, I yes. did that right, just yeah. pointing it out the window.
Well, yeah, but wait, did John do it from the back room?
No, he didn't do it from the back room. This is probably where you did the experiment to start
no,
with.
No, we did it from the back room.
No, they, back when, off. No, hold on, boys.
When they did it yesterday for me, they did do it from the back room.
They did it from the back room?
We're in.
Uh-huh. Did they do it with Rob's car?
Yep. All right, try it with mine from the back room.
I wish Bear would cheer up.
Yeah,
is it
Bear's
warm in there,
it.
Bear?
Bear's loving it.
Where you're laughing?
Ask Bear how 105.1 is sounding today.
How's 105.1 sound today, Bear? I heard him laugh.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Hey, don't give him a hard time.
All right,
baby.
Now John is all the way back in the producer's room.
Okay.
John, are you back there?
I am.
Are you going to try mine again?
And I am, and I'm actually going to point toward the back of the office, too, so we're not
Here
even
we
going to get any
Are you standing by, David Blaine?
Ready,
yes,
Rob?
I am. And I'm levitating.
Here it comes.
Ready?
Go. Ha-ha! How
it
about
worked.
That?
It worked with mine.
How about that?
It go. Worked with mine.
It worked with yours, and it's worked with Rob's, so, I mean, that
we
it
both
works.
Have GM vehicles.
Uh-huh. But it didn't work with Rob's.
Yes.
It didn't work when we tried it right now.
John. Yeah. But, I mean, that's it, right? I mean, there's no way.
It really
you're
did just...
All right, John, here's the confirmation. John, hold up the remote and try to lock Don's car without using the phone.
Okay, I'm hanging up the phone. Right. Phone is hung up.
John is now in the back room pushing the lock button on my car.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Did it lock?
It did.
Oh, so it went the
just, however,
shut up.
When we
shut
did
up.
It the other day.
Shut up. Forget it. Just forget I said the whole thing. Just forget it. We're just, you know, let's just erase this from the permanent record.
However.
We'll edit this out.
You. Well, see that. So what happened then, it was working from a distance.
Thank you.
And Rob's car the other day was
very nice. All the cell phone secrets you need. There they are.
You're killing me.
All
this
the...
is better. This no, is better than if
this
it
is
worked.
Not better.
This is better for our show
this
than if it
sucks
worked.
Ass.
This is beautiful.
God damn.
This is beautiful.
Surrounded by idiots. Nice job, Soaky.
However, as I was saying, when we did it the other day, then we did that follow-up test. It passed that follow-up test.
Well, anytime you were doing it, it was coming through the you know, you were the,
no,
the...
no, no, because immediately after we did the same thing and it didn't work.
But today it did.
That's right, Buzz. Today it did.
Okay.
I think it has to do with the weather.
Thank you, Wile E. Coyote. Get out of here. That's it. Thank you.
What if I told you it was starting to snow?
Is it really?
No.
Oh, all right.
I'm just trying to change the subject.
You're a conjurer.
Experiment over. Get out of here.
Carney. You're common carnies. You're all common carnival workers.
Here's the thing. I'll give you one more behind-the-scenes look at this whole thing.
Chilled to the bone.
I saw these two retards do this yesterday.
It worked.
Right? And as we went to break, Joe put up on the screen 10 people calling saying, that's BS. It's an urban legend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I looked at both John and Rob, and I said, look at all these calls Joe's getting. Are you guys sure this works? And they said, don't you remember we did it yesterday? But these people are all full of crap.
I think any time it was successful, it was whether it was yesterday or today, it was the remote going, being powerful enough to.
It was the boop boop thing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I think
it was the remote itself. It was not the phone, Rob.
But then when we hung up the phone and did the boop boop thing in the exact same way, it didn't work. John, isn't that right?
It might be just the way your remote was positioned.
What, John?
It did. It did. We did it exactly like that. We
hold on. Here's. We have more information on this. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I love
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
My husband and I tried this. We went not even a block away from our house, and it didn't work. So have him drive down the street. I can guarantee it won't work.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to work, you got to wait. You know, it's got to be, well, as the story said, hundreds of miles.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I wish I was hundreds of miles.
Oh, what, Dennis?
It worked in my car.
It worked in your car?
Yeah.
How far away?
I'm down the block.
About an arm's length.
Okay. actually, I just bought a new car and a good look.
Well, how far away was your car? You said actually, and then you started to do what you
did. It was down the street.
I got one question.
What? Yes, Rob.
How did you hold the cell phone?
Oh, stop it.
He had the phone in his mouth. Hello, Don and Misha. He's only got one hand. Hello, Don and Misha. One hand, one heart. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
You know what the problem is? Rob needs to hold the phone in his right hand while jumping up and down singing a tune from Mary Poppins. That way he looks like a total idiot if he believes that it's going to work.
One more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We could try that.
Look at John Norman. Isn't he awesome?
That is a good call.
Somebody's getting high.
No more, Rob.
Hold on. You're a good caller. What's your name, my friend?
Brad.
All right, Brad, here you go. You've got the Borat on DVD, now available wherever DVDs are sold. And you've won tickets to Genesis at the Verizon Center September 23rd.
September, outstanding.
September 23rd.
Yeah. Circle the date.
That's 6 months from now.
Yeah, but tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Right, I'm sure there'll be a riot for them.
Happy Labor Day.
Tickets go on sale March 16th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster locations or at LiveNation.com.
You know, he'll be able to wear a Halloween costume. Very exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Hey, it works best on Direct Connect, like a walkie-talkie.
Like a Nextel thing, you mean? Like that?
Exactly. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Well, so far it's you, the walkie-talkie, and Dennis Murphy. Everyone else is calling to say it's crap.
I think it's crap, too. Mm-hmm. Charlie?
Yes.
I like calling you Charlie.
It surprises me.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
You got news, right? I guess your big story today would be that we're surrounded by dumbasses.
That's right, baby.
Okay. Did you call me babe?
I did.
Okay, babe.
Back to the drawing board.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.